With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge temporarily blocking the deployment of the National Guard troops in Chicago. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a legal setback for the Trump administration, U.S. District Judge April Perry is halting the president from deploying troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. She found no substantial evidence of a serious rebellion in Illinois and said the Department of Homeland Security's characterization of the threat is simply unreliable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel's cabinet approving President Trump's plan for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas, a key step toward ending the war that has destabilized the Middle East.
It's really peace in the Middle East. And you remember October 7th was terrible, but also from the Hamas standpoint, they probably lost 70,000 people. That's big retribution.
Government shutdown moving into day number 10 with both sides refusing to budge. Senate's top Democrat Chuck Schumer standing by his position to use negotiations about health care as a bargaining chip.
Each day our case to fix health care and end the shutdown gets better and better, stronger and stronger.
But Majority Leader John Thune was flabbergasted with Schumer quoting his words in the Senate chamber.
Every day gets better for us. Mr. President, this isn't a political game. Democrats might feel that way, but I don't know of anybody else that does.
Flash flooding is growing a huge risk right now in the southwestern U.S. through the weekend. The reason? Tropical storm headed inland from the Pacific Ocean. Bands of rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla forecast to drench part of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico. This is SRN News. Conservatives may quit the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
A majority of Supreme Court justices seem to be leaning in favor of a Christian counselor challenging bans on so-called conversion therapy as a violation of her First Amendment rights. Her lawyers argued this week the laws passed in about half of U.S. states strongly restrict voluntary faith-based therapy. The Trump administration backing her challenge to Colorado's law, conservative majority court seems unconvinced the states can restrict talk therapy. This is SRN News. Financial institutions are now raising concerns about a potential AI investment bubble.
The Bank of England warns that tech stock prices inflated by AI optimism could face a sharp, possibly painful correction. The IMF echoes these concerns, noting that global stock prices are surging due to high expectations for AI's productivity potential. Experts point to rapid tech stock growth and stretched market valuations as signs of a bubble. While some tech leaders acknowledge some risks, they speak optimistically about AI's long-term prospects. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A Texas appeals court pausing the execution of Robert Roberson, who was set to be the first U.S. man executed for a murder linked to the shaken baby syndrome. He's claiming innocence, was slated for a lethal injection on the 16th. More details at srnnews.com.